of litigation, chieftaincy litigation. And chieftaincy, I tell you, retards progress because the chiefs, they are the ones that hold the lands that we have in trust for everybody. So those who want to do investment in agriculture, investment in maybe industry, they need the land. But if you went to an area and they tell you there are three chiefs, which of them will you go to talk about land? And it is not as if the disputes are only limited to the courts or the houses of chiefs. Sometimes they lead into communal clashes. And people are maimed, they are injured, and some of them even die. So they are creating a lot of insecurity in the country and the eastern region. We are not free as far as chieftaincy disputes are concerned.
Some members of the public also shared their views on the party's achievements and shortfalls.
One year after Nanado sat on the seat as president, everything is going on well. But we drivers, fuel, tires and spare parts are our main problems because their prices have been increased here at Kofodwa Station. They made this place so filthy. The Free Sina High School too has helped us a lot and most of the schools are filled. We the drivers, we are begging the president to reduce fuel prices for us.
I am happy about the free SHS he has introduced, and I pray he doesn't cut it off. I felt it when some people went to court to release some people, and he did not do anything about it. He has made a headway in the fight against Kalamsey, and has made Dumso a thing of the past. We the organizers now get lights to work. We pray God bless him with wisdom to rule the nation.
I like the way he does his things. This Christmas, we have celebrated it well. Sales have been good, and we pray God bless us to make his work great.
We, the mothers and traders, our major problem is the prepaid and NHIS. So if he is able to do something about it for us, we will be happy. Sales has not been good, but we pray that as we have entered the new year, it will be good.
We had some members of the public sharing their views on MPP's 1 year in government.